Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for joining and for being here. We are from Alpine Edge. We have recently started hosting on OpenSUSE Mirror, and we want to talk a little bit about that. My colleague is joining us over video call. Unfortunately, he was not able to be here physically, but he will still be here. We at Alpine Edge are specialized in DevOps. We offer different infrastructure services, and this is just something to show our expertise a little bit. Yeah, I'll let Ray start speaking. Ray, have fun.
Yeah, hello everyone. I cannot see any of you, but maybe you can see me. Yeah, I hope you've been having fun at the conference. And yeah, let's say a few things about mirrors. So last year, in the effect of a local NGO that maybe you have heard of called Open Labs, and another smaller hackerspace called Netspace Albania, I and some friends like Aulona Kolice, that was supposed to speak here today, and Klesti Fetiu, which is not in the conference today either, started working on, so we wanted to set up a Linux mirror for Open Labs, just so we can offer back something to the community. And this year we actually got around to making that through. A couple months ago we started, so we became an official Linux mirror, OpenSUSE mirror, and we've been monitoring everything in production, how it's going, what the challenges are, and everything like that. So this talk will not be very technical, although I am open to technical questions. This will just be a simple discussion on general on the infrastructure needed to run mirrors, and what is the community around that like. I don't mean what mirror maintainers discuss with each other, but I mean what is a community like for someone who wants to run their own Linux mirror. What is the documentation like, the guides, and everything you can find on the internet? First of all, who even runs Linux mirrors? In general, I got this idea that there is two kinds of people that do this. It is either people that want to contribute to the community, like we were last year, just for the passion and the love of the community, we want to run an OpenSUSE mirror, and we want to give something back, right? We want to improve our everyday lives, since we also were using OpenSUSE and we wanted to get everything a bit quicker. But also for everyone else, not just ourselves. And the other kind of people are people that are using these mirrors in infrastructure, maybe in an air gap system that they need to check every package they get, or they cannot just pull stuff off the internet, or people that need to run these mirrors in CI/CD pipelines, right? That need some better performance if you're running thousands of jobs each day and each job is installing some packages, you want to save as much on bandwidth as you can. So for this second kind of people, I think that there is some challenges that are presented. Like, in order to do this, you know, right, it's a simple file server, right? It's just you set up an Nginx, you serve some files from your hard disk, and also an rsync, and yeah, what's the big deal? Why should there be a large community to, or why should there be some documentation or anything? This is some basic things that everyone can do. But even for a simple file server, we do a lot of things. All my friends here that are working on infrastructure know that you cannot just expose a file server to the internet, right? You have to monitor it. You maybe should set up a WAF. So you have to figure out everything that you have to figure out the bottlenecks. You have to figure out where the attacks are coming from, if there are any attacks, of course. You want all the time you want to optimize and you want to make it more secure. And yeah, in production, even if you are not serving the public, like in the case of air gap systems, you still want all of this nice things of infrastructure. And the problem is, as I see it at least, that if you want to do this, you either have to invest significant time or you have to find something out there that someone did this already. And to the best of my ability to do some research, I didn't find anyone who has, like, even some simple Grafana dashboards. Like, I couldn't find on GitHub or anywhere else some Grafana dashboards to monitor Nginx specifically for running a Linux mirror. And yeah, that's a simple example, but I mean that let's say, for example, if you were a developer that wanted to run your own mirror for the case of CI/CD, you cannot do it. You cannot do it because you have another job, right? You have to develop your application, you have to develop your CI/CD pipelines. You don't have time to do all this other project and leave everything on pause for a couple days, maybe weeks. So that is what we want to achieve. That is what we... 1 year from now, that is where we want to get at. We want to get at a place where we have built a system that people can just... we want to get at a place where people can just get some guides of our GitHub and be able to run a Linux mirror in their environment. Like, unfortunately, I cannot show our work today, but I think I lost my train a bit. Wait. Basically, we want to standardize all this work and for people to be able to simply download some manifests, infrastructure agnostic manifests, and be able to fit this kind of setup with their current infrastructure without having to be experts in reliability, in monitoring, security, like firewalls or anything like that. I want them to take advantage of all the work that we and all the other mirror maintainers are doing. So I want to make our vision is to make Linux mirrors more accessible to everyone, to people that do not work with infrastructure every day, to developers, and yeah, to maybe even to smaller infrastructure teams. Like if you're just three or four people in a DevOps or system administration team, you don't want to invest significant time in this kind of thing. But if someone has already done this work for you before, it's something that could be worth it. For example, if you guys have ever run a Docker registry before, it's super trivial. Because everyone does this, right? And you can simply use a Helm chart, you can download some static manifests, make some changes, but it's not more than a couple hours of work to set up your Docker registry, either as an actual registry to push your images to, or as a caching registry. And I want the same to be true for Linux Mirrors, starting with OpenSUSE, and we want to also do the same thing for other distributions. So this, there is no reason for this to not be trivial today in this day and age. And yeah, that's basically it. If you have any questions, if you have any advice, we would be welcome. You would be welcome to hear it.
Thanks a lot, Ray. So yeah, do you guys have any questions or anything you would like to ask me or Ray? Please feel free. He will probably hear it from you. We'll see.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you have any open source repositories so that we can like collaborate or like to comment, huh?
Not yet. As I said, we have just become an official mirror of OpenSUSE a few months ago. And right now we are at the phase that we want to become experts at this. So we are running this mirror in production. We are monitoring how everything is going. Soon we are going to migrate it to another infrastructure, to some new hardware and a new platform. And this is intentional, by the way, so we can figure out all the intricacies, you know, like running a kernel test. What we did right here that will not work specifically in Kubernetes in the new infrastructure. So after we have some significant work to show, we will make our repositories public, and why not everyone would be able to contribute to them.
Great. Are there any other?
Yeah. In which country is the mirror located?
So the mirror is located in Tirana in our offices.
Okay, thank you.
We are currently the only mirror in Albania for OpenSUSE.
In the whole Balkans almost. I think it depends how you define the Balkans. But yeah.
That's a very hard thing to do, to define the Balkans.
Exactly. Are there any other questions? So, well, thank you very much for listening, everyone. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, Ray, or Aulona. Here you see our contact details. And for all your infrastructure needs, reach out to Alpine Edge. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.